This is
what?
January 5th, 1980, and we're continuing. Dorcas. Stuff that we may not have gotten on the last tape, because it stopped and didn't click off, is that she saw one of the times she saw grounded polar ice that stayed all summer was the year they couldn't get to Prudhoe Bay. And the other thing she said that may not be on there was that the south wind raises the ice inside the lagoon, and that in the lagoon the water flows over the top of the ice, whereas outside the sea ice lifts together all with the high water. And that's the stuff can lift the ice in the lagoon any time of year if the water's right, the water and the wind. And that when it's lifted, it moves around and can make bridges or scrape over the little islands inside the lagoon if the water lifts it and it moves. Okay, and I guess we're talking, would you talk about that flood, the big flood of Cali in the 40s or the 30s? When was that? The really bad flood?
Oh, yeah.
When everybody moved to the...
So we have to move to, there's a Cali. It's a like a little hill.
Uh-huh.
Right on a beach, Cali, Point Lake.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hill. That we call it Cali.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the beach, one of the beach, you know.
Okay.
It's, I don't know how to.
Okay.
Maybe I should tell a story about it.
Okay, sure.
There's an old lady that pulled that Cali. He cut it from the main side.
Mm-hmm.
From the main side. Cut it with his ulo, because his grandson went to have a green leaves.
Uh-huh.
It bit.
Mm-hmm. So she was cutting?
She cut piece off and dragged it home.
Piece of, like a piece of tundra?
Right across the lagoon.
Uh-huh.
And it's there.
And that's where the hill's there?
That's where we keep our cold storage. We call it cold storage.
Okay.
That's where.
Is it in the
40s,
hill?
That's where we go up.
Okay.
Because
What happened in the 40s? What happened?
South wind.
South wind.
November 16. I never forget it.
November 16.
I was 15.
And you were 15?
About 15 years.
Uh-huh.
Or 16, 17.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, I was
in the
teenage.
40s, and it was November 16th, and what happened? The south wind?
South wind.
Did water come first? Or?
Water come first.
Uh-huh.
Just like tidal waves.
Yeah.
Start to run over the house.
Over
between
the
house.
Uh-huh. And so everybody, what happened?
I was babysitting all the time for the sons.
Uh-huh.
I put one of them in my back.
You had
doped him.
Uh-huh.
Did you tell your brother?
Yeah.
About the ocean ice?
Yeah. I never look on it.
Okay.
I never.
Okay, so you were babysitting Whoopi since you were a kid?
With their mother and daddy.
Uh-huh.
We had to go with Doki.
Uh-huh.
Water ran over us, you know. We just hold on to the slip.
Right.
And then stay up there. Those ice house.
Uh-huh.
A cold storage.
Yeah.
A little house.
Yeah.
South would blow like in.
How long did you stay there?
Overnight.
It was one day that the water was so high?
So high.
And then it went down?
Like it wouldn't break up this part, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The ice was November 16, about 2 feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Okay, and the water was high, so high everybody had to go up to the hill.
Yeah.
Okay.
And after that, we never really do that again.
So there's not been another
not
storm?
Not bad
like
as that.
Yeah, since that one. Okay.
The ocean, you know.
Right.
Didn't have any slush.
No slush, just open water?
Yeah.
Oh, when that storm happened?
Anyway, that take the ice out.
Okay.
You know.
Took the ice out.
Keep the water clean.
Yeah.
No slush ice. That's why the water hit us. Start to run over the, between the houses and then overnight, slush ice coming, break the breakers.
Uh-huh, I see.
That's low it down.
Okay.
You know what time of the year that slushy ice, I'm more nickel.
Maybe I should
the slushy ice, that dribbling up,
I should stop talking.
Yeah, pretty soon.
I mean, mid part of,
I never look how it may happen.
Before the mid part of November.
You can't have to deliver.
Come in. Okay.
Yeah.
Warren, you next. Just a second. Thanks. Another thing that may not have gotten on here was that Warren and Dorcas were listening to the radio Sunday when the earthquake happened in Anchorage.
Yeah.
And they were listening to the Anchorage station. The Anchorage station quit. And then they heard a bang, and they felt it.
We even see our ice move.
And the ice was all cracked up offshore. And they switched to the Fairbanks station, and it said that there had just been an earthquake in Anchorage.
You know what?
That was Easter.
It was Good Friday.
Good Friday, I'm sorry. Yes, Good Friday.
It even hit our cold storage.
Did it?
Mm-hmm. It was cracked this much.
Really? 2 or 3 inches?
You know, down Parkis,
we
had to put dip them in water and blankets, down blankets, down sleeping bags. We have to patch them.
Oh, to fill the crack in your.
Sure,
in your,
about
in
that
your,
much.
In your, maybe 4 to 6 inches, huh? Or that much.
We use a mop stick.
To stick stuff in the cracks.
In the crack.
In your ice cellar.
Patch it.
Okay.
Ice cellar.
Okay, that's pretty bad.
Cereal. It's a cold storage. Summertime is all the meat stay frozen, like refrigerator.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Warren's turn.
Warren's turn, yeah. He's going to also talk about the walrus.
Hello.
Okay, we'll stop for a second.
Yeah.
Recorder's on.
Hey, Mr. Ron Metzner, how you pronounce your last name? Metzner?
Metzner, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Warren Nichol, from Fond
Lake. Okay, please to meet you.
Old time resident.
Yeah, okay, Warren.
And now, give me a question.
Where were you born?
Oh, I was born between Point Lay and Wainwright, the way my record comes up.
Okay. And how old are you?
Oh, I'm 56 years old.
Shoot. And when were you born?
Oh, 1st of July, 1922.
Okay.
Right.
Now, why don't you talk about where you've been since you were a boy? Where all you live?
Well, I lived there since I get to know like a little kid, about 9 or 8 years old, I was raised from my grandfather, Old Man Nichol. My grandmother, that's what they adopted me out of my own parents.
Uh-huh.
And then when I get to know, way back around maybe when I get to about 11 years old, that's the time I start my school.
Uh-huh.
We lived down about 15 some miles out of Point Lay Village.
Uh-huh.
That's where my grandfather had a hunting area there.
Are you south of Point Lay?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. That's exactly, which is about 20 miles down below.
Okay.
That's where I was raised.
Okay.
And I know all about what my grandfather, Old Man Nichol. I know they netting out.
The what?
Every summer, netting.
Netting?
Yeah.
Okay.
set out the nets everywhere they travel.
Uh-huh.
Always make a circle around every summer, every year, from this old cabin.
Mm-hmm.
What I say is a nehok.
Yeah, here.
Yeah, nehok. Right across from there to the beach side.
Oh, to the from the land to the island.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
You put the nets.
And from there, I just when the rivers flow, you know,
mm-hmm.
they take us across there,
mm-hmm.
and remain there. right to the beach side. Yeah.
No wait. You put your net from. Just the north side of the Kopara to the
Tawara.
Across.
Yeah. Okay. We just go across there, and then they remain there, like get our ugruk and seal.
You're netting seals?
Yeah, and they do the netting too now.
Okay.
But not this time. But not this time in this area.
Okay.
But they're waiting for the beluga to come up and
mm-hmm.
ugruk hunting for seal oil.
Okay.
Oh yeah. I know what I mean. Right, okay.
Okay.
You
asked
him, I tell.
Okay. What
was
this? What?
I think I'm going too far.
Okay. So where have you been hunting? Were you mainly hunting around Point Lay? Did you get further south or north?
Oh yeah.
What area
did
you travel?
I go as far as Pitmiak and all the way around the igloo, around the area, and mostly between Wainwright and there. And most of the time, my hunting area is the best place to hunt is as far as what they call that, Tuluk?
Up near
Cape
Lisburn?
This side
Cape
of Cape Lisburn, what they call it,
Cape Buford?
Cape Buford, yeah,
okay,
Cape
so
Buford.
From Cape Buford up to Wainwright.
Oh, yeah.
That's your pretty much your area.
Yeah, that's a good area. From there, from Point Lay, all the way down from Cape Buford,
Point Lay.
Right there,
area.
And around this area.
Inland, a circle inland from those places. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about, when it's safe to be out hunting on the sea ice. What kind of winds are safe?
Well, the sea ice. Any time of the month, that was, I would suggest that last month ago, November.
Yeah.
No, the sea ice just that slushy up, you know.
Mm-hmm. It slushes up.
What they call, some people call young ice, you know.
Young ice.
In
November.
For the first time that.
Yeah. Okay.
Start freezing up.
In November.
But later on. And then you start freezing up. But by the way, according to the wind, you know, from northeast or northwest wind, southwest wind, whatever, you know, that takes care of that.
What do you do with the northeast wind?
What we're talking about, that the slushy ice, it carries out.
A northeast wind carries
right,
it out. How about a northwest wind?
Northwest wind that carries that in go right along from the from this northeast coast.
Okay.
And this bay here, what I was telling you about a bit ago, that pushes in.
Okay, so it comes along the coast and gets caught down by Cape Buford to Cape
this
Lisburn
one here.
And tightens it down
that
way.
This is the way it looks to me. This is kind of flat on me, but it
curves more.
More curved like that. Point Hope down there, Point Lay right there,
okay.
And this here.
Okay, the map's not curved enough.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what about a, we talked about northeast, northwest, how about a southeast wind? What's that do?
Southeast wind is that really takes all the ice off of the coast all the way through.
Okay.
As far as I know, as far as the barrel and down to Point Hope,
Okay. The
northeast wind.
Cape Lisbon.
Cape Lisbon, that really carry the ice out all of a sudden.
Okay, southeast wind?
Yeah.
Southeast wind?
Southeast wind, that blow in with the warm wind like that, you know.
The warm wind.
As soon as it cracks up, and the high tide comes up same time with it.
Okay, so a warm wind from the southeast produces a high tide and cracks the ice up.
Right. Okay. That give ocean water give a lot of pressure on it.
Okay.
And crack that ice up and carry that thing away. As long as the wind blow in, the wind just carry that ice pack, you know.
Okay. Now let's pretend we've got a southeast wind and it's broken the ice up and raised the water. Does it continue blowing southeast, or does it change direction?
That's right. And sometimes we lose the, supposing I'm telling you that the ice we already got there, it might be safe enough. We go out for seal hunting, just in case that wind, what are we talking about now? And now it come up, now it blew up from the southeast wind.
Okay.
Or southwest wind, and it put up so much pressure on the ocean water, it cracked up.
Okay.
We can never tell how far out from the village side, from the beach side, everywhere, out,
okay, so that
or right on the beach.
It can crack. It can crack right up against the beach.
Right, and then, anywhere.
And then can it? Then what moves it out?
Oh, that's the. Not the wind, but that ocean water, that higher pressure out of. That's what I thought. I used to think about it.
It moves
right.
The ice. But sometimes you've seen the ice move out against the beach at Cape Beaufort, move out away from the coast.
Yeah, that's what carry that by the current, you know. We got a heavy current out in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
We never can tell. Whenever. I'm Eskimo. I used to hunt for a long time in my hometown, Point Lake. Whenever I get down to the open lake, I saw a little block of
ice.
What my old timer used to tell me.
Uh-huh.
And then I throw it out, see which way the current moving in.
Right.
Yeah. And sometimes it go right out.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it coming in. And my old timers used to tell me that If I throw that little piece of ice, the strong, it go right out.
Mm-hmm.
And then that kind of danger if I have to go out further out.
I see.
From the beach side.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
I knew that.
Now, what were you saying about the ice moving around?
Yeah, that's what I was saying is in the head of the time, whenever. The ice breaks up, and then all of a sudden, even or later, after the ice out of Point Lay get rotten, hard to walk,
right,
and then everything, all that,
spring
and all of a sudden it broke off, and then northeast wind blew in, and then it cracked off,
and it takes
even
the ice
through
out.
The beach or further out, about a quarter of a mile or so, how many feet or so from the beach side, and it cracked up, it just dropped down. And then it flowed out when we get the weather, wind from northeast wind or north wind, it drifted out. And then after northeast wind, and it turned to northwest wind, that means I'm talking about early break ice, and then when the wind change around, the current is pretty strong that draw out all the ice out, you know,
from
the beach side. But when the wind blew up from this direction, it blew the ice in.
Which direction?
From northwest direction.
Northwest.
That's what I was saying right there, right in the big bay between Cape Lisburn and here.
Cape Lisburn,
yeah.
And
yeah, right there, yeah. From Pontley, right there. Yeah.
So you say, now you were saying the ice moved around in a circle.
Yeah, that's right. That's when, now, I'm talking about it now. When the northwest wind comes up, the ice pack, as soon as it get out from Pontley,
yeah,
it just make a big circle and go right in there from the northwest wind.
Okay.
That blow it in. And whenever, and by the way, and all of a sudden it calmed down, it just remained there, right here, sometime in this area there.
Okay.
And then when the wind changed from southwest, and now from southwest wind, some part of it out of Cape Lisbon or from Point Hope,
the ice pack
that turned in from wind or current that give it more help.
Okay, so a southwest wind up past Cape Lisburn, the ice tends to move in again.
Or even from Point Hope that turned in.
Yeah. Wind changed?
Yeah.
Southwest wind became southeast.
Yeah.
West.
Yeah, right.
Then,
right.
Then the ice comes in against the coast.
Yeah, right. And then when it really calmed down, you gotta watch the current.
Okay.
You know. When it's real calm, the current carries that ice pack, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, moving either around. Way.
Okay. Is there, let's say down around Cape Beaufort, is there any time of year when the ice cannot go out? When it
Cape Beaufort, that's the only place which whenever the wind changes from each side, because it's right way back in the corner, and then when the wind don't change, it just melt out some blocks, you know, the big chunks of ice and already cracked up after that south heavy wind.
South wind, yeah.
Which you cracked them up. But they remain there.
Okay.
And then Cape Lisbon is a hard way to get through in wintertime either.
Now wait. Okay, so you're saying in springtime, you're talking about breakup ice.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
now,
right.
Now,
what is it?
What were you saying about Cape Lisburn?
Cape Lisburn is pretty hard to go right on through.
On the sea?
Yeah. That's the point right there.
Because the ice piles up right there?
Right there. That's the only one problem here, right in the point.
At the coast, it's really hard to travel.
But because if you don't have to go right through.
Ridges.
What they call
Ridges.
That?
Cape Lisburn.
They got a road there behind the mountain.
Uh-huh.
I traveled through there so often. I don't know. Once I traveled through there. That's the only one spot there. That dangerous spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because of the ridges.
Yeah. That's right.
Ocean side, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's a dangerous spot there. As soon as you get run on that point, according to the weather, if it's hold up, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But when it kind of little wind, you can go right around that point pretty
when
hard.
When there's not much wind.
No.
You can go.
But as soon as you go around that point, you're safe.
It's good ice once you get around Cape Lisbon.
Oh yeah, but this here right in the beach, you got a little ridge, you know, where you could have your dog team. But down below, I don't think that's long enough. That's a colorless as far as it goes. And down below there, and that little cliff, cut down. You can fit your little sleigh right there. You have to climb up that mountain.
Okay, so now you're saying that there's you have to climb. There's cliffs come down to the beach.
Right, right.
And you're saying that if you get a little ridge and you can't go.
No, Oh, way back down below that acrylic, south side of it.
Okay, there's a trail.
Mm.
There's a trail through the mountains. You can travel.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Another question. You ever seen ice pushed up on the beach making big piles?
Right.
Where did you see that?
I seen that 1967, 1962. I got a picture of it. I'm telling you.
That's the one in front of
you. If
your
I could
house.
Find it, if I get home, I'll send it up to you.
Okay, that's
make
the
a better picture
your
of
mother's
it.
House.
Okay. Enlarge it. That's my mom's house, the side house, and that big pile of ice ridge. Showed up. I took a picture of it.
How far up and down the coast was the ice pushed on the beach?
Well,
was it all the way?
Uh-huh. Well, it should be about.
But like, was it 3 or 4 miles long?
Where we have houses is a little higher.
Uh-huh.
Other side and south side, really go over.
Okay, so it piled in front of where you had houses.
It didn't even pile someplace.
Uh-huh. But some places it went over,
just ran over to look at.
But where your houses were.
You know that the lower ridge out from the ocean side, it only take about 200 feet away.
Uh-huh.
Down from the ridge.
200 feet away.
Which is about the ridge, higher ridge. But it wasn't that way when I was a young man, you know. This place there was water.
Wait.
The time I was.
Now wait. Now you're talking about the island.
Yeah.
And you're saying the
down
island,
the beach.
Down the beach from
old village site. Yeah.
From the old village site.
Right.
The island used to be wider.
Right.
It's now not as wide.
No.
Never. It's washing away and maybe sinking.
No, probably well.
Maybe sinking. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's changed from when you were a young man.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
From 30s to 70s.
And there's one thing I could report is just a little left hand side of cemetery.
No,
you know that little hill down. You see that little hill down there?
Okay. Wait. The Kali. Okay. Where your cold storage is? Okay. Here.
Right in here.
Yeah.
Kali right there, old
right.
Little side.
Right.
Okay. Right here.
Just
is our
minute.
Cemetery right on top of that hill.
Okay.
That's toward Alagoon side.
Alagoon.
And then I was afraid this cutout caused to the Adulan side. They've been hauling a gravel from there and it start opening up now.
It's eroding. Okay, so they're hauling gravel.
Yeah.
South of Kali.
They grabbed too much gravel out of that,
and
now it start opening.
And the water's making an opening there.
Right.
It's opening up.
Sometimes it closed in, sometimes it opened up.
I see.
And what scared me is our cemetery is right in the corner there.
So you think it might be eroding from the water?
That little hill there?
Uh-huh.
Because of the current.
Will
come right up
the south part of the island.
Get right open. I'm afraid the cemetery. I got to say that.
Yeah, right.
That's
I
what
see.
Happened.
Okay.
That's what I was trying to suggest for how many years ago.
To
protect that cemetery.
I see.
Because nobody's problem. I know Dulan.
Uh-huh.
Is the problem. Wife knows about it. She's my sister.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Right, honey?
Right. Okay.
Yeah. They've been hauling the gravel right from the same spot
and
there, right close to the cemetery.
I see.
And now sometimes it's opened up,
and
sometimes it closed in.
I see.
And it got a heavy current on it.
Okay.
I was afraid if it don't close in, it'll start ruining that
cemetery.
Right.
Okay.
Right from the edge.
Okay. Okay, did you ever see large leads open up in midwinter?
What?
Big leads open up. Did you ever see those? Big open water.
Oh, yeah.
In wintertime.
Out in the ocean.
How far out from Point Lake?
Well, some of the time, according to the weather, you know, the wind, sometime I didn't have it to see no open day last year ago. It's been closed in.
Last year.
According to the wind.
What kind of wind makes the big open lead?
Southwest.
Southwest
and northwest wind.
And northwest.
That closes it in.
Now, northwest closes it in. What opens it?
Yeah.
What makes north, open?
Northeast wind.
Northeast
that opens it up.
Opens the
yeah.
wind. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Same thing with that. Like the one, all of a sudden, it clears as soon as warm weather like that, you know.
Now, wait.
Yeah.
What happens all of a sudden with warm weather?
Well, that cause it is, I tell you, we are, supposing we have 40, 50 below zero right now.
Okay.
And it's real clear.
Yeah.
And then the next day, having to wake up, pretty cloudy.
Right.
We can't see no sun at all.
Okay.
It's real warm out there.
Okay.
That's it. Now.
Yeah.
And I see out in the ocean.
Okay, and we've talked about ice on top of the islands and over the islands that time in the 60s.
Hey.
Did you ever see the tops of the islands scraped off? Ice scraped the islands off?
Oh, yeah, I do. In the first place, right in the edge of it.
Where's that?
You see that the beach site?
Here. Here's
yeah.
a pencil.
That, Watson, there's a beach there.
Okay.
And there's a cemetery right there.
Right.
And the all the cool stores right there.
Okay.
And the old village site down there.
All right, old village.
Right here. Way back here.
Yeah.
It's only about a quarter mile or less or so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's the only place where we could go right across in.
Now wait, okay. Where is the ocean?
Yeah, this is the ocean.
Okay, and this is
yeah.
this is the lagoon.
Now this ridge here is, you know, when the wind changes, in summertime it's okay, because that spit, it's always so hot, you know, it never freezes all summer long.
Okay,
no
now
matter.
Wait, when the spit is thawed, what's all right? When
yeah.
it's warm, why is that all right?
Yeah.
Why? Why is that okay?
Okay.
Because
the sand is home. Okay, uh-huh. honey, you already talked, let me talk.
Okay, because the sand...
And then,
you answer.
You know, early November, you start freezing up.
The spit's frozen.
Yeah.
Okay.
The fine sand right in the beach, the
freezes.
ocean beach
yeah.
start freezing up.
Okay.
And then after it start freezing up
yeah.
early around mid of November.
Yeah.
That's the time in my hometown. I
yeah.
watch it so all the time.
Okay.
And then when the high tide comes up,
yeah.
it got rough coming up.
Goes over
high
the
high tide. Yeah, and then in summertime,
yeah.
I could see that in summertime, it doesn't matter. Whenever the roof comes down, they just sink down right down because all that, everything was all thawed down.
Okay, you're saying when in the summer
and
when it's
yeah.
hot.
What were we talking about?
You're saying it's
Mister,
better. It's
Mr. Roy
Ron
Metzner.
Yeah.
Metzner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're saying
it's better when it's thawed than when it's frozen. You're saying the spit is better when it's thawed.
Right. And I was going to tell you about this. When the spit, real fine sand, when it froze in, the water start coming up mostly at the time.
Okay, so
and
when?
Then every time when we get the southwest wind, it really come up.
Okay.
Because this sand side there, it froze up all the way up to
okay.
the beach side.
Okay.
And then after that time, after northeast wind or something like that, northeast wind, southwest wind, calm or something like 20, 30 miles an hour, and all of a sudden, when the wind changed, later, around November, that's the time.
Uh-huh.
Everything is all closed up. And then that's the time the water
comes over.
Start coming up.
Yeah.
Running over that beach.
Okay, because it's frozen.
Yeah.
If the beach is thawed, the water soaks in.
Yeah.
And doesn't come up.
Yeah. Okay. And that beach, you start frozen up all the way up.
Okay.
And so then the water just coming right on up between
over.
The buildings over there.
Okay. Just
right.
comes over
right.
when it's frozen.
Right.
Doesn't come over when it's thawed.
Right.
So
right.
seems to soak in.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Did you ever see the ice inside of the barrier islands move around?
Where?
Did you ever see the ice in here, in the lagoon, move around a lot?
There, the lagoon is which break up this our river there.
When your river breaks up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whenever the river breaks up.
Yeah.
And it just throw everything all out.
It moves
but,
the ice around?
When it blocked up, it almost run over our location down there.
When the okay, when it's blocked up, the river floods?
Yeah.
On
yeah,
top,
when
on
it's
top
flooded,
of the
it go up to the almost up to the water level. You
okay,
know,
the
new ground level.
The new
yeah.
village almost
go
gets
right
flooded.
Over it.
Okay, when the river floods in spring.
Yeah.
Okay, so you get some ice moving and you get water on top?
Yeah, that's right. The water right along with it when it break up.
Okay.
That was June, July. No, that river. As soon as it break up. And then when the water, that means when we get too much snow on the tundra, you know, around this area.
The river.
And almost flooded.
Almost floods, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when we don't get enough snow,
yeah.
it don't bother us too much.
Okay. Did you ever see ice during storms washed up on the islands in summertime? Old pieces of ice left over? Never.
No. The only one spot we know is my wife and myself late July.
Uh-huh.
You leave me out of it.
That time, you heard about the North Star, but
no.
they didn't land it here at Barrow, and they couldn't unload their groceries or everything.
This year?
No, last. How many years ago was that?
That's the time when that.
Just how many years ago was that?
That was
what? Helicopter, how did North Star near the middle of the month?
That's the time when
eyes never go out. What
oh.
year was that?
Okay.
Huh?
Same
year. That was.
Oh, sir. That probably okay. is 74 or 75.
The year the ice didn't go
yeah.
out, and they couldn't get
ice out. Never get out.
Okay.
The reason why is that the wind keep round from same direction.
Uh-huh.
All every other month.
Get the ice in.
That's what happened.
Okay. Okay. Let me see. Tell me about the flood, the big flood in the 40s.
I could tell you one flood. I was vacation way back around, what year was that? I had to swim out of Fairbanks.
What was that?
You talked about big
flood.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
I had
Fairbanks.
To swim.
Fairbanks.
Were you?
No, yeah. I wasn't. What happened? What were you? You were in Fairbanks?
When I go on leave from Dulles Station,
uh-huh.
The time it's been raining, the time before we left, it's been raining.
So you
and
went
then
to Fairbanks?
Everywhere it was raining.
And you were, you were in Fairbanks during
oh,
the
Oh, yeah.
The
my vacation time out of Dulles.
67. Oh, that's no fun.
I hate that.
Yeah.
He walked across the street.
I don't tell you that.
Up
right
to your
across.
Chest. Up to your armpits.
Were you there?
No, I heard
no?
about it. I missed
where were you at?
I was in Texas then.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
That's good.
Why would I have to make it right across up to the...
That's right. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a deal.
That's my vacation time. That's wonderful.
Just
walk
across the street.
Okay. Tell me about the time you were walrus hunting. And you were out for 7 days.
Well, July. July is the a month.
What, will you remember what year this was?
Well, what year was that?
Mostly every spring, July.
Every spring, first
you
of
go
July.
June and July.
Uh-huh.
But I myself, I used to help when I was a young man, old timers. But now, I'm not helping for Walters no more.
Uh-huh. Well, what was the story you wanted him to tell?
We don't have any dogs anymore. No more dogs.
No, but what was the story? You had a story.
I got a good gas stove, all right, but I don't trust it.
Okay.
I like dogs better.
Yeah, you like dogs
yeah.
better than...
They don't break down.
Right.
I don't trust my gas stove.
Okay, your gas stove.
Whatever.
When you was washed out in the ocean,
I was going to tell you about it.
Okay.
I was washed out one time. I was a young man, and held my dad with me. And then we were about 8 of us in the crew.
Uh-huh.
We got one Eskimo, one ranch, and one skin boat, one whale boat, but two doors behind us.
Uh-huh.
That little ranch was pretty low, you know,
yeah.
with a cut tail on it.
Yeah. Small one.
So our captain wanna take us out.
Uh-huh.
And then okay, everybody volunteer. Okay, God. Get us walrus.
Mm-hmm. So
but
you're
we
going
miss,
out in the ocean in a little
yeah,
ocean looking for walrus.
We miss all the walrus and we only get one.
Uh-huh.
That was a real skinny one.
Uh-huh.
And then at the time they took off with us. The heavy fog just dropped in.
Lots of fog. What, this was July? What year was this, do you remember?
What year was that, 7th?
Before you and I could marry?
No, that was, 39?
When did
30,
you?
39.
You guys got married in
47? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 47. That was around, 1940, somewhere
okay.
around, close to it anyway.
Okay, so
yeah.
you're in the boat and in the fog.
Yeah, and the boss man, he knows he's a big swell man. We gotta do whatever he say, you know.
Yeah.
And we got lost, we remain out there, out in the ocean. Nobody know going nowhere. Get lost, fog
yeah.
every day.
Yeah.
You can't see no sun at all either.
No.
Now, they told us, we've been out here about a week now,
yeah.
10 days.
Yeah.
Now there's nothing we can do. Ice, our little chopped up,
mm-hmm.
all over, we're right in the middle of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they try to protect our boat.
Okay.
But outside of that launch, we got two more boats, one umiak and one whale boat.
Okay, and so you're surrounded by little
all
pieces
that
of ice.
All that corn is going somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know. They can't understand which way the corn is going on.
So you're in this. Okay.
Yeah. But my dad, he got a compass.
He's got a okay. He's
yeah.
got a compass.
My dad, he got a compass. He always carried it from my grandfather. He gave it to carry that. Now, finally. Some half of them have a take a nap. Some of them take care of the boat all night long.
Mm-hmm.
Then no sun at all.
Yeah.
Fog all over. I was a young man. I wasn't worried.
Yeah. You didn't know any better.
I was about, how old was I at that time?
39.
Right.
Maybe 12.
Maybe 13, 15
yeah.
years old, something like that.
Okay.
I wasn't worried about it.
Okay.
But my dad told me, okay, Sonny, I'll take you home. Whatever my dad tell me, Sonny, I'll take you home. I got a compass. Want to see what I'm worrying about my mama? I want to see my mama.
Okay.
Yeah. And then took off, finally. And then there is a real calm, but the cloud is down, yeah, all the way down to the bottom of,
yeah,
the ocean side.
Yeah.
Ice all over, which is all crushed up, just like this here.
Little pieces.
You can climb up on them.
Yeah.
And then start saying, the captain was saying, there's water roaring somewhere.
Uh-huh.
The wind started blowing somewhere. I think there's open water up there somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And then we start heading for it.
Yeah.
So everybody take over and start take care of the three boats behind us. That little old launch. Engine with it. Finally, we start getting through,
mm-hmm,
that break of ice, you know,
yeah,
chop into a little pieces.
Right.
But it's all in pieces in the same place.
Right.
There's no way you can walk, you can get out there out of the boat, you can stand on them.
Yes.
Just like a boss, each one of them.
Yeah.
You know? And then they hit for that sound of the roaring.
Yeah.
You know the waves.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Finally, we start hitting. The ice starts flapping up
and down.
Now we're pretty close right now
to the open water.
Yeah, outside of that. But nobody knows where we at.
Right.
But I drifted way out.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I wasn't worried.
Yeah.
I was a young man.
Yeah. Okay.
Because dad, I got my dad.
Yeah, he's got the compass too.
Yeah. And then when they get out, caught a rock. But then when they get out of that ice, dad put up his compass. North, northeast. That old engineer, he wanted to find out which way we turn.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of floppy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. His head was hit for that east wind.
East.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We hit for that.
Mm-hmm.
No, Dad, take care of that. Finally, they take me over to handle that rudder, you know.
Boat.
Rudder handle.
Yeah. So
yeah,
you're steering the boat.
I done it.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I done it.
Good.
Whenever my dad sit right in the corner, one more, turn a little bit this way, I turn that handle,
uh-huh,
of the rudder.
So you were steering.
Yeah. Okay, right there. Dad told me we'll hit the beach.
Right.
Right there. Yeah. Somewhere you can't even see nothing.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I trust my dad. God, that means that dad tried to comfort me, you,
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
I never know. I wasn't worried.
Sure.
Because I was a young man.
Yeah.
I know how to handle that rudder, you know, which way to turn. Well, we got in. And we was about 5 degrees off of that beach side, the last inlet up to north. Between Isaac Cave and here.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So you were up here?
Yeah.
Just
That's where we hit.
Very last inlet.
Yeah, that big mount there.
Yeah.
And they recognize them. We're just a little left-hand side of that opening, opening right there. Yeah.
Yeah,
right. Right.
How many days were you adrift?
Oh, about a week.
You were about a week, and you...
Yeah.
10 days.
10 days.
Yeah. 10 days.
Yeah.
And you went from Point Lake.
Yeah.
And you drifted up to Icy Cave.
Yeah. There to Icy Cave, we went out. The captain take us out, and from then, we never come back.
Okay.
About a week. We remain outside about 10 days out.
Uh-huh. And when you came back, you hit by Icy Cave.
Oh, by the time we turned way down here. Where's that?
Here's Point Lake.
Yeah. We hit that opening place there, the pass.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little north side of it. There's a mount there. I think that's where it is.
Wait. Did you hit the pass in front of Utakak, or did you hit the pass in front
of Utakak. Yeah.
Or in front of ICK?
Yeah. No. Utakak
pass.
Yeah, that what they call it, that
Utakak
is that those little mountains.
Okay, little mountains.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And
so there wasn't any current. Much. Yeah.
That's the highest spot. You could spot it
against the current.
Against the current?
Yeah. That's the highest spot.
The current. I see. Okay.
That's the highest spot you could spot it out from the ocean.
Okay.
Yes.
By Utica. All right. Okay. Let's see. What else? I think we got it. You want to talk about anything else about ice?
High pressure ice. In the time of the year, mostly November.
November?
November is the time that settles down the ocean ice.
Uh-huh.
So much pressure up and down that really crushes up.
November.
And by the way, after it settled down, some flat, out in the ocean side.
Yeah.
Sometime early springtime.
Yes.
When we had a real warm wind from the southwest wind, that really cracked it up too.
Southwest.
Made a lot of difference on it.
Crack it up.
Yeah. Right.
Springtime. Yeah. Dorcas, what? You were going to say something.
One time it's a hard life for we Eskimos, And when there's no open lead out in the ocean, the only time we've been living for it, for dog feed, for our own food.
Yeah.
That give us a hard life.
No seals.
No seals.
When there's
no open
lead.
Water.
Okay.
No way.
So then what do you go for?
Yeah. What we do is our dogs start starving.
Yeah.
No, we don't have no dog feed.
Right.
Yeah.
You go out hunting, look for lead for 2 days.
Yeah. One time I done it. For 2 days I travel out.
No
because
lead.
I was there.
The water opened it straight up.
From Point Lake straight out one time. I want to keep my dog.
So you had to go.
Nobody with me. I have to take them out to the ocean.
What year was that? Remember?
1930.
She was 2 years old.
2 years old. Yeah. When my daughter was 2 years
old.
29 years ago. Okay,
yeah.
So you had, the lead was a long way.
I went out, my dog team, get my Brahma stove, like the roaring little Brahma stove.
Brahma stove.
You know, carry the stove.
Yeah.
Roaring. And so I went out, I traveled the whole day, and came out to the ocean. And then next day, I took off again. I traveled just before it gets dark. I hit the little opening, the
little
crack.
Lead.
The little crack. Look around, grab my rifle. Look around. See a seal. Shot it. Grab one. I don't have no dog feed.
Yeah.
No, I fed him. Now I remain there all by myself.
So you're camping by the lead?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right in the lead.
Mm-hmm. Up.
Then, as far as it gets dark, I kill three seals.
Uh-huh.
But I'm quite away from them. I don't care.
2 days.
I got to save my dogs. That's my only equipment hunting. Start raising my first born kid there. I got to have.
Yeah.
And then next morning, I woke up in a little snow house. I sit down in a little snow house and put my power stove in. Real warm. I got the caribou skin sleeping bag.
Yeah.
And everything.
That's good.
That warmed me up. I don't worry about it.
Dirk has made that, huh?
Yeah. Sometimes I help her out. I show them too. And then I never have to worry. I always be warm. I got a little heat in my little snow house.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
And next day, early in the morning, before daylight time, woke up, look around. Still open a little bit, all right.
Mm-hmm.
But I got another three more seals, and that ocean ice closed in.
I see.
So, well, I got 5-6 seals altogether.
Uh-huh. And then you had to go back 2 days.
Yeah, I had to load them up.
Go back.
Feed my dog. Take them right on home with me.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mama said big hello for me, all right?
Well, he was gone, what, 3-4 days?
Yeah.
5 days.
Seals, fresh seal meat.
Sure.
Yeah. Good.
You
real good.
That's good.
That take care of my dogs. Yeah, make them more healthier, you know.
One of your dogs is me.
Brother, no.
Okay.
Madam.
Okay. You want to stop now? Is that enough? You want to stop?
Oh, wait.
Put it up.
Let's see, I said, think. Unless you can think of some more.
I think I put up all of what I knew, that the ice pressure, you know, that really brings it in. And then after the pressure, it just remains there.
The ice pressure brings it in.
Yeah.
And after the pressure, it stays there.
Yeah. Same thing with that lagoon.
With the lagoon.
Between
you call
between old village side.
The island.
Yeah. And you know, when the ocean water comes right in front of the wallop, it comes right in. There's so many pressure down there, and
so many
and
what?
It blew up and cracked the ice up.
Okay.
Yeah.
The pressure cracks the ice.
Yeah. That's
okay. Right. Okay. All right, maybe we'll stop for now. Thank you very much.
I think we'll see all of it.
Let's see what we got. Yeah.